Lesson 1.3, page 6, exercises 1A and 1B.
Well, that was a pretty interesting program. Turns out there's a lot I didn't know about facial recognition technology.
I know, right? It's pretty cool. I want to try that app they were talking about, the one that can tell you how you're feeling.
Which one?
You know, the one that analyzes your face and reads your emotions.
What do you need that for? Don't you know if you're happy or sad?
Yeah, but it could be entertaining.
I can see how it might be fun, but it seems kind of silly.
Okay, the app is finished downloading. Say cheese.
Hey, I wasn't ready for that.
Don't worry, Carrie. I'm not going to post it or anything. Okay, the app says you're annoyed.
Well, yeah. I don't like having my picture taken.
Sorry. Hey, remember how you thought Steve was mad at you the other day? You could have taken his photo to find out for sure.
I guess so, but I think I'd rather just ask him. Anyway, I'm not sure how I feel about facial recognition stuff.
Why? It's great. It helps police find criminals, and you can use it to lock and unlock your phone for extra security. It's better than a 4-digit code.
I get where you're coming from, but there are problems with the technology. Remember, the guy on the show said you can fool it. He said that someone was able to unlock a phone by using a photo of the owner's face.
It's a valid point, but still.
And I read the other day that someone can take a picture of you, compare it with social networking profile photos, and find out who you are.
I hadn't really thought of it like that. That's pretty scary.
Yes, it is. I don't want strangers knowing my name and where I live.
Neither do I. But if it can help catch criminals, I think it's pretty useful technology. Plus, this app is pretty cool. I'm going to go across the hall and find out how Mark is feeling today.